This is the Make Money Blogging Podcast, episode 38 with digital nomad wannabe founder, Sharon Goulet. In today's episode, I'm talking all about creating an ebook to sell on your blog. Now, digital products like ebooks are such a great way to monetize your blog, thanks to it being both a great way to serve your audience and because they can create passive income once you create the product and a sales funnel. This can lead them to be quite lucrative. You know, one of the good things about selling your own product is you make all the money instead of just a percentage like with affiliate marketing. However, when you are new to creating your own product and creating a simple sales funnel, this can all seem too hard, which can stop you from ever getting started. Now, this episode is for you if you'd like to create an ebook and sell it on autopilot, because it really doesn't have to be too hard. This is really something you could create in a day and then another day to create your sales funnel. It really isn't much effort. The ongoing benefit you can get from an ebook. So in today's episode, I first quickly talk about creating an ebook, why it's a great way to monetize your blog. Then I briefly step through how you can pick the perfect topic for your audience and how to get started selling it on autopilot.
Welcome to the Make Money Blogging Podcast with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Each week on this show, you'll find actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income from your blog with no fluff, so you can quit the day job and have more freedom to do what you love. From SEO to affiliate marketing to blogging business strategies, it's all here. Let's start with your host, digitalnomadwannabe.com founder, Sharon Goulet.
So today we're talking about creating an ebook and selling it on autopilot. I love selling digital products, especially simple ones like ebooks, where I know that once I create the book and get my sales funnel sorted, I don't have to do anything else. It's a strategy that I love, especially after I released my Tasmanian Road Trip Planner on my Tasmania site back in June. It sold so well on autopilot and I sell about one a day on average, making me over $500 a month. I haven't done anything since I released it in June. Even better is that I get a lot of great feedback on it, so it's really helping people. And while that is all great, I know getting started can be tricky. You may struggle to have a great idea or not know where to start. And I'm really going to help you with that in this episode. So don't forget, you can find today's show notes at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode38, where you'll also find a special downloadable ebook brainstorm cheat sheet to come up with an ebook topic that your audience will love. I also link to other podcasts I've done on this area and articles that break down some of the topics I briefly mentioned today in more detail, because this is quite a big topic when you're new to it, of little things to learn. So if you want to learn more, definitely go to digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode38. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe to the Make Money Blogging Podcast and leave a review. Now, this episode is sponsored by my course, eBook Launchpad, which I've recently updated and re-released for the bargain price of $97. In this course, I walk you through not just exactly how to create your eBook and grow your email list, but exactly how to create your sales page and what to write in your sales emails to set up your sales funnel so that it quickly and easily sells on autopilot. You can find all information about this course at digitalnomadwannabe.com/launch. And if nothing else, it will give you another example of a sales page. Now, before I get into this topic, I want to quickly say that I'm not doing a podcast update for my Malaysia site case study this month, but you can see all the numbers at digitalnomadwannabe.com/case study. So by the time you listen to this, that will be updated with how much money and traffic and everything and how it went last month in September 2022. Now, the best thing I did achieve in my numbers this month, which I'm going to talk about just super quick, is I improved my RPM, so how much money I make per 1,000 users on the site. I do just want to add there, a lot of people use RPM to mean page views, but I just find it more useful to look at users. But it does also mean if you're comparing someone who means pages with someone who means users, the users will be a bit lower for the same, like for what equivalent is the same. Now, this is in part because I finally added videos to the site and used Azoic to add ads, and the results are great. I wish I hadn't like procrastinated for so long on that. They are still growing because I am using the beta version of Humix, their new video tool that does all the advertising and stuff, and I'm still getting it set up right. So it's not showing to many users at the moment, but already my EPMV in Azoic, which is how much money per 1,000 users. So again, they use users and not page views like Mediavine users, so they're not, so, you know, it would be higher if you used pages. But even looking at users, it's over US $10 now, which I'm super happy about because 70% of the traffic to this site is Asian traffic from Malaysia and Singapore. So to get over $10 for my EPMV is really good. And I really can't wait to see what happens when it's all optimized and showing to everyone. Now, if you are an Azoic user or you're thinking about it, Qmix is being released to everyone on Azoic this month. You might have it already, depending on what level they have you at. So really do go in and turn it on and start using it. It's really worth it. And what's really cool about their video tool is even if you don't have videos yourself, you can turn it on and it will show relevant videos that other people have uploaded on the Azoic system and giving permission for people to use on your site, and you can still make ad money that way. But you do make a lot higher amounts of money per view if you do make your own videos. And luckily, they're also releasing a tool this month called Flickify, which makes it really easy to turn your blog posts into videos. So I did that myself. I made a few videos for my sites, and yeah, the amount I made went up even more when I had my own videos. They were so easy to make. And another really big bonus on Azoic with this new system is you can actually set up your videos so they can be available to other sites. So like I said a moment ago, you can set it up if you don't have your own videos to show other people's videos and still make ad revenue. Likewise, you can let your videos be those ones that are available. And there's like revenue share on the ads when that happens. Okay, so that's why you make less if you use other people's videos on your site. But the upside is if you spend a couple of minutes, which is all it takes to make a video with Flickify, you can let other people use those videos as well. And then you can also make ad revenue from other sites. So I'm really excited to see how that goes as more people use Qmix. I'm hoping that will be another revenue source as well. So yeah, there's many different ways you can use Qmix. If you're in Azoic, as soon as you get access to that this month, or if you already do, really just go up. You might as well just turn it on straight away and use other people's videos and just see how that goes while you work out Flickify and easily create your own videos as well. So anyway, I just wanted to share that quickly because I was just so happy with it. It wasn't just my Malaysia site. I did it across all my sites and saw a nice boost in revenue. But let's go back to talking about ebooks. So why is creating an ebook a great way to monetize your blog? Basically, because they're a great way to serve your audience. A product you make yourself can be perfectly tailored to your audience's needs, address their pain points, and give them huge benefits. You also already have a lot of content on your blog, so creating one doesn't need to be hard or time consuming. You can then repurpose what you have or build on it for your ebook. You also aren't sending your audience to someone else like you do with affiliates. You're keeping them on your blog, and your ebook can help grow your blog, community, and your authority. Your own ebook really can help cement your brand as the go-to resource in your niche and you yourself as the expert. Now, this is something I was really surprised about back when I first created an ebook. I can't, maybe 2017. It was a while ago. It was for Digital Nomad Wannabe. And that actually changed my fortunes on this site. You know, I went from being pretty much unknown, just had like a heavy core of people who loved my income reports. And then suddenly many people saw me as an authority. I saw my name mentioned all the time across Facebook. More people were just talking about me in general. And I was really surprised how much just releasing that ebook upped my authority. So now I'm really keen to do that for any site where I want to be seen as the authority in that area. So I really think it's a building block, not just for more money or whatever. Even if it didn't make a cent, it's a really good way to grow your authority in an area. My also ebooks also give me an answer when readers ask me questions. So my travel ones on my Malaysia and Tasmania sites help people plan their itineraries. Most reader questions are about that, which is why I created them, right? And so it's great when people email me going, oh, what about this? Should I do this? I'm like, here you go. This will answer your questions, you know, and link to it. So you can really win in basically every way with an ebook, and your audience does too, which is part of why it's a win for you. I have many more reasons why selling your own product is a great way to go back in podcast 16, which you can find at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode16. So now let's talk for a minute about picking your topic. This can definitely feel like a big barrier to getting started, you know, when you don't even know where to start. Now, I highly recommend you start with a list of every question you get from your readers and look for a common theme. Like you can start recording these or just note them somewhere or something. I mean, often you just know, right? Like I know that I just get so many questions about itinerary to the point where it drives me a bit nuts. Now, is there something you could write that would help them with their problems? Now, look at your most popular posts. Is there a theme? You know, go to Google Analytics. Is there a theme to your most popular? Could you build an ebook around those topics? Because if you're already getting a lot of traffic to posts in the same area, you know that people want information on that, and you also have an inbuilt audience already that you could sell the ebook to. Also look at your competitors. So blogs in the same space, what do they sell? Does it seem to be selling well? You know, is it a good idea? Now, if you have an idea for an ebook already, could you make a cut down version and have it as a lead magnet? So maybe you could just write one section of it, put it as a lead magnet, you know, so something people can download for free on your website in exchange for their email, and just test if it's popular. Are people actually interested in that area? That would give you an idea. Now, survey your readers. This can also be powerful. What are their pain points? What can you help them with? Now, if your site is quite new, consider this from another angle because some of this will be a bit tricky. You know, what is your main focus on the site? What are your interests? What can you write about easily? Where are there pain points for people that you're writing for? How can you solve those pain points? Now, it's worth mentioning you don't have to be an expert to write an ebook. And for many topics, you will have to do some research. There's sort of no way around that anyway. You know, you can't know everything. The main thing is to be 1 to 2 steps ahead of people buying your ebook. I also want to say here that you don't need to think too big. I think that's a big problem. I know how I've done this with my courses at times. I've just given too much because I want to just like be the resource and really help people. But you don't actually really help people if you overwhelm them with information. Okay, so usually it's better if you don't go too big. Your ebook can be quite small and sell for a reasonable price and work really well. Often you'll find your audience's pain points aren't that they want a 500-page guide to do something to fix their problem. They're more likely to want quick answers and to spend as little time possible learning what they need to know. So don't think that having something longer than your competitors is necessarily better. Think how your product can be better in a more innovative way. For example, when I looked at the only other Tasmania site I knew that sold a guy before creating my Tasmania one, I actually felt overwhelmed myself reading their sales page of all the things you'd get and how many pages long it is. You know, personally, when I'm planning a trip, I don't want to do 20 plus exercises to plan my trip like that sales page said. Okay, I want to just plan my trip simply and easily without the excess information. And I'm sure I'm not alone with that. You know, if I wanted a 100-page guide, I could just read their blog. Now I want to just solve my problem as quickly and easily as possible. So I purposely made sure mine was shorter and I felt comfortable charging more than this person because I felt my product would help people more and they'd be willing to pay more to just have their solution in an easier format. It also doesn't have to be a straight guide like Lonely Planet or something else, whatever niche you're in, whatever the equivalent is. My one for Tasmania and for Malaysia, they're very similar, has a very short overall planning information, but then it has a quick page or two for the main destinations for each one with exactly what people should do when they go there, how long they need, where to stay, what to do, you know, pretty much step by step, and instructions on how they can build their own complete itinerary using these pages and the other information quickly and easily. Now, I'm not saying that's the best way to go. Definitely don't just go copy what I have done, come up with something for your audience, but it worked great for my Tasmania audience. But interestingly, even though the Malaysia one's pretty much the same thing, but for Malaysia, it didn't work so great with them, you know. So don't just think copy me, that would be success. Come up with what will work for your audience and try different things. I'm really just putting ideas out there to get you thinking beyond a traditional book. Okay, so mine's one, you're meant to print it and then sort the order yourself and you've got your itinerary. Now, once you decide that, it's time to write it. So write it, you know, just get started. Just put it in Word, whatever. Don't overthink it. Just start. And then you're going to need to publish it as either a PDF or an EPUB, which is like what you use on your phone. You should definitely ask for some members of your audience or people you know that fit your target demographic to try it out for you in exchange for a testimonial if they like it. You know, usually it's easy to find people who are happy to do that. And also take on board any feedback you have and consider changes. Something I've found every time I've asked for testimonials on any of my products, whether they're courses or ebooks or whatever, people are, one, you know, really happy to do that in exchange for a testimonial. And they tend to write really positive testimonials. And if they do have any like small criticisms, they'll like tend to email that to me separately, which is actually really helpful. Now, just because someone says something negative doesn't mean you have to change, right? Sometimes it's just not quite the right fit for them or whatever else. And, you know, it might be fine how it is. But it's always something to consider, right? Like constructive feedback's always really useful. So at this point, you might want to consider editing things a bit if you think the feedback is really useful. Then you hit the final step, which is selling it. Now, definitely don't slack off at this point. Don't make your ebook and then just list it on your website somewhere and think it's done. You know, that's not the secret to selling it on autopilot at all. But thankfully, it's not a ton more work. So just, you know, it might be a little bit painful when you're new to sales funnels, but it's really not that hard. Just, you know, get through it. So really don't just have a buy now page on your site and think you're done. A sales funnel is the way to get it, selling on autopilot. And the good news is that since ebooks are generally cheap, so less than $50, often a lot less than that, a simple sales funnel is all that you need. This just means a sales page and some emails. Now, I'm going to cover this briefly, but it is a big topic and there are links to more resources at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode38, or even better, go to digitalnomadwannabe.com/launch, where you can find my whole course to do all of this, which is what I highly recommend, especially if you're nervous about creating sales page or emails. In my course, you get templates for each email and you get a sales page with exactly how to like edit it to fit for your product. So it's all super easy. Now, the idea is that you have a sales page that would get people to buy and sales emails that automatically email to new subscribers to get people interested in your product And so they click to your sales page so that then they're ready to buy, you know? And it's also so they don't forget, you know, people forget. How often do you read an email about something? You think, oh, that's great. I'd like to get that. And then you just put it aside and you never get back to it. You know, that's why you have to email more than once. So sales emails are basically just a series of emails we send our subscribers after they sign up for our lead magnet, which is a free downloadable that you give away. And it should really be something that will attract the same target audience as your ebook. For example, I have a lead magnet on my Tasmania site, which is a checklist for planning their Tassie road trip, which then leads into me selling them my road trip planner. So the emails begin with the lead magnet itself. Okay, so it's not really a sales email. You're just giving it to them. And then you have your sales email. So the ebooks, for me, it's always a series of 5 emails sent over a period of 5 to 7 days, which is what I find to be quite effective. Of course, you could do that differently if you want. Now, I highly recommend, I can't really recommend enough, that you have some type of discount or bonus that you offer people if they buy within that time frame. So for all my ebooks, I actually just offer price discounts. I keep it easy. I'm a bit reluctant to offer bonuses for ebooks just because all my ebooks are trying to make life easier for the people I'm giving it to while they get the information, right? I don't think giving them extra information is making their life easier. So I do keep away from the bonus option and go the price discount. Whereas for my courses, I usually offer more value by offering a bonus rather than a discount. Okay, so for ebook Launchpad, I'm working on a bonus right now, which helps people even more with their sales emails by giving them all of my sales emails, right? But you want to offer something that people who would get your product, you know, they'd want, and it gives them a reason to buy right now so they don't decide to think about it later. Like I talked about just before, you know, how often do you get an email about something and think, oh, next week or when I get paid or whatever else? And by then you've just forgotten, okay? So you want to give them a reason to buy right now. So in addition to offering some incentive to purchase now, your emails should also cover content that increases interest in your brand and product, reduces any doubts they have about buying it, about whether it's right for them, and leave your subscribers feeling excited to not just buy it, but to get started reading it. Now, an example of a 5 email sequence could be your first email, you know, introduce your ebook, what you're offering. So, you know, exactly what it is, what they get if they buy it. Now, email 2 could highlight the benefits of your ebook. We'll talk a bit more with the sales page about where you focus on with benefits. But for now, you need an email that really highlights that. Now, for email 3, you could tell a story about yourself, you know, how you became an authority in your area, which relates to where your audience is now. So you really want to show that you understand where your audience is and that you can help them get to where they want to be. There's also a good point to introduce your bonus or discount. Okay, so give them that reason to buy now. Email 4, show some social proof or success stories from people who love your ebook. So these can be testimonials. I've also done things like shown Facebook posts where people have raved about my product or comments or things like that as well. And then for your final email, you want to reduce any uncertainty about buying. So this might just be some FAQs. What are common doubts that people have? So you could give them that. Or something else to just reduce any uncertainty they might have about your ebook and just give them that final push to buy with a discount bonus. So I usually send this out like 6 to 12 hours before the end of that deadline to get that bonus or discount so they don't have much time to think and they just need to act. Now, a really important thing to focus on when writing these emails is that the subject of the email, that's what's used to get them to read the email, okay? So that's your focus in the subject. And then the body of the email is to get them clicking to the sales page. Okay, so obviously giving them reasons to buy your product, like the benefits and the testimonials and all of that, but mostly just trying to get them to your sales page because the sales page is meant to do the heavy lifting when it comes to getting them to buy. Okay, so it's much more than a page where you list your product for sale. You know, it's not like an Amazon product page. It needs to compel your subscribers to take action and to take action right now. It's the most important step of the sales funnel to get right because some people will also land on your sales page without having your email. So you really want to really do the best job you can of convincing them to buy on that sales page. So it's absolutely crucial that before you start your sales page and your emails really, you understand your audience, the problems they face, and the benefits your ebook offers them. So research is the most important part of writing this page because at any point the reader thinks you don't understand them or their problems, you've lost them. Also, if you're ever confusing at this point, you're going to lose them. The guy that I have that writes my sales information, sales pages and helps with my courses on my sales funnels, he always says to me, a confused brain says no. So I always have that front and center. And to be fair, not just on sales pages, sales emails, but for any blog content I write, any email I send. Hey, don't confuse people. Confused brain says no. They shut down. Make sure you're not confusing anybody. So to write a great sales page, you need to imagine every visitor is coming with a problem to your sales page, right? So this is the reason why your ebook exists. So it might be they can't make money from blogging, like my D&W book, or, you know, they need to plan a trip to Tasmania and they're overwhelmed and they don't know where to start. So a sales page works by highlighting the major problems your audience faces and demonstrating how your ebook is the solution. So it's simply not enough just to say what your ebook offers. And just think about it for a minute and why you purchase things. Now, do you buy a gym membership just because you want the gym membership or because you want the results, you know, a gym body? You know, people buy for the results. People aren't buying my ebook on making money. You know, they're buying a profitable blog. So every feature of your ebook should be matched with the benefit it has for your audience. Every headline should be used to encourage someone to read the section underneath. Now, the sales page writing itself isn't hard once you understand your audience and the benefit of your product. All you need to do is follow strategy. And I have a free sales page blueprint to help with this, which has our process for writing an awesome sales page that sells. And you can find a link to that at thedigitalnomadwannabe.com/episode38. Okay, but I would say before you even write the sales page, write a whole lot, you know, about those problems your audience has, the results they want, all the benefits, all of that. If you have all that clear, really writing a sales page is not so hard. So for example, for my travel guides, we really emphasize how travel planning can be overwhelming, but how easy it is with our guides to have a great trip. So we keep in mind that they don't want the ebook, right? They want a fabulous trip to Tasmania, which they planned easily. So we focus on that and how our ebook will give it to them rather than exactly what the ebook is. So today we've talked about why you should create an ebook. Then I've stepped through how you can pick the perfect topic for your audience and how to get started with selling it on autopilot. I hope you found this interesting and it helped you understand how to get started with your own ebook. Now, of course, you can find the show notes for this episode as well as a free downloadable ebook brainstorm cheat sheet to help you come up with the perfect ebook idea for your audience at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode38. You can also sign up for my ebook launchpad course for only $97, which is half price at digitalnomadwannabe.com/launch. And this includes templates and full instructions for your sales emails and pages, how to come up with your ebook idea, how to plan and create your book, as well as how to sell it and how to grow your email list so you can have subscribers to sell it to. It's really a complete solution and you can easily make the cost back as soon as you start selling it. You know, that's only like 5 ebooks. Now make sure you subscribe to this channel because next episode, I'm hoping to head back to another of my favorite topics, SEO. It certainly felt like a few big months in SEO with constant Google updates and more, and I really look forward to chatting with you then.
Thanks for listening to Make Money Blogging with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income for your blog so you can build a blogging business you love. Don't forget to leave a review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you next episode.